So we've just been hearing about current property ownership and development in East Austin, but what about history? How have the history and culture of East Austin and the city's African-American population been preserved? To find out more about that, we're going to talk with LaToya Devazan. She's the African-American community archivist at the Austin History Center, and she's joining us live this morning. Thanks so much for being here, LaToya.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I want to ask, give us your job description at the History Center. What is it that you do there exactly?
So as the African-American community archivist, I collect, preserve, and make available materials related to African Americans in Travis County.
So what kind of materials are in the archives? What do you have?
We have photos, videos, scrapbooks, family Bibles, baby shoes, all kinds of, a collection of ephemera at the History Center.
What would you say is the most unusual or interesting item that you have in the archives?
One of my favorite unique pieces is this presidential campaign button, Jesse Jackson for president in the 80s. And we have some women's rights buttons as well from like the 70s and like so second wave feminism sort of things as well.
So in general, what kind of shape would you say the archives are in? What's the quality and quantity of materials that you have?
We have several floors of materials. So the History Center, when you come in, we just have one main floor that's open to the public. But we also have two floors above and a floor below that also stores archival materials. Right now, most of the archival materials are in pretty decent shape. Sometimes when we get things, they might come in shambles. It just depends on the state they're in when people bring them to us. And so at that point, we try to make efforts to preserve those. To preserve the integrity of the information that's in whatever material we receive.
So I imagine your job is an especially interesting one to have right now because we've been hearing about demographic shifts in the city of Austin, the out-migration of the African-American population. So how do you go about boosting and adding to the archives when population, a lot of the source material for that is exiting?
Well, I do make house calls. So sometimes if you call us, we can come out to you. You'll see us driving around. All of the community archivists, we also have two other archivists besides me, one who works with the Asian American community and another archivist who works with the Mexican and Latinx communities here in Travis County. And we all drive out to collect materials because as our population disperses, specifically mine, we're shrinking at a rapid rate every day. I have to go further and further out to collect materials on African Americans in Travis County.
And do you have any concerns about being able to sort of keep up a steady stream of those items when this population is leaving?
Yes, as a matter of fact, this is a bad joke, but before I took this position, I was like, all the black people are leaving Austin. Will I have a job if I move here? Like, is it going to be okay? Like, will I be okay? Is there job security in this? But I found that there's still a lot of rich history here. And a colleague of mine, Creola Burns, actually just said this yesterday. She said, we're displaced, but not replaced. And so that's a great motto to kind of consider as we go about this job. Just because the population is shifting doesn't mean that the richness of the history does not still live here.
So tell people if they have items that they want to contribute, what do they need to do?
Give me a call. You can email me. My phone number is 512-974-7390. I'm putting it out there. And you can go to the Austin History Center's website. I have a hard last name to spell to find me directly and email me.
LaToya Devazan is the African-American Community Archivist at the Austin History Center. We thank you so much for joining us, LaToya.
Thank you for having me.